This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
The public will be truly amazed by that.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So Lindsey Graham's sister was sworn in today. Darlene Graham Nordone was sworn in, and the Democrats are very angry. Here's something from Triti Parsi. I don't know if that's a real name or not. If this happened in some other country, we would laugh at their backwardness. Some in Washington would argue they must be bombed. And Mark Thissen used to work for George Bush. He tweeted back, "Good Lord, you are ignorant." When Mel Carnahan, Democrat Missouri, died in a plane crash in October 2000. His widow, Jean Carnahan, was appointed to the seat. Hale Boggs, Democrat Louisiana, House Majority Leader, died in a plane crash in 72. I think that was in Alaska, wasn't it? Yeah. His widow, Lindy Boggs, took his place and served until 1991. Debbie Dingell replaced John Dingell. The list goes on. Learn something about America. He probably just arrived here. He's like a federal judge. He was born in Canada of Egyptian parents, and now he's an
Egyptian. He's an Egyptian.
I got to tell you more about this guy, Abdul Al-Sayed. He's the one who wants. He's a big terrorist, and he runs out of Dearborn. He wouldn't say anything about October 7th because he didn't want to offend any of the Muslim terrorists in Dearborn and elsewhere. And now he's running for the U.S. Senate, and he says he used to be for defunding the police. Now he says, "I never said that," and it's right there. It's right there. You can find it on the internet where he said it. But he, one of his other things that he does, he's a Democrat Socialist of America. A left-wing Michigan Senate candidate, Abdul Al-Sayed. He's an Egyptian. He supports universal health care through a single-payer Medicare for All system that would cover every American from cradle to grave. Now, he claims to be a physician, but he doesn't have a doctor's license. He went to medical school, I guess, but he never got a license. He's never been an intern. He's never been in an emergency room, et cetera, et cetera. So he's not really a doctor because he doesn't have a license. But his wife is a psychiatrist, Sarah Chikaku. Okay? How does she feel about the Medicare for All system? I think you know where this story's going. Her practice doesn't take any Medicare or any insurance plans, forcing her patients to pay out of pocket for any services they receive. She also appears to have scrubbed a portion of the frequently asked questions page on her webpage, making it clear that she does not accept insurance. So she's a concierge doctor, which, you know, if I were a doctor, I think that's the way I'd go. You don't have to worry about this BS about getting paid and, you know, having them cut the rates and forcing you to take people that are out of control or insane. I mean, it's the only way to go. 844-500-4242-207. I'm a Republican, and I'm not happy that Graham's sister was sworn in. My sister couldn't do my job. Doesn't matter if someone's wife's replaced. It's not royalty. Yeah, but it's also not forever. I mean, if you got sick and the kid had to go to the hockey rink, you know, your neighbor or your brother could drive the kid to the hockey rink, right? It's only 6 months. I mean, what's the big deal? I don't understand. I've never heard people get angry about a relative being appointed to fill a job.
Right. With John Thune there, she's not going to have to do anything anyway because no bills are ever going to make it. So she's never going to vote.
Right. This is the whole thing we were talking about yesterday. You know, they're saying, well, let's put Scott Bessent in there. No, Scott Bessent has a job. He gets things done. He doesn't need to retire to the U.S. Senate. You know, I don't know. I don't understand this. And again, I mean, it's one thing if you're like that guy with the put out the tweet who just came into the country and, you know, just left the welfare office after getting his EBT card. But, people have been around there. Now they're angry about this. Didn't Vicky Kennedy serve out Ted Kennedy's term? I think she was talking. They were talking about doing that, right? And then it ended up Scott Brown got. Well, I think it ended up that, the black guy Mel Cowan got it after Kerry quit. I don't think they were talking about running Victoria Kennedy for the job. I think that was it. They were going to run her for the job again, and then Scott Brown ended up beating Marsha Coakley. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve. You there, Steve? Nope. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, hey, Howie, I hear you too. And maybe his sister can make a couple of million on insider trading like Nancy Pelosi in 6 months. But hey, I was going back to your illegal. I just drove by that exit in Oleo, exit 12, and the Mass DOT was erecting huge do not enter signs on what we English speakers would all call the exit ramps on I-91. So someone's on the case right now.
Yeah, you know, Doug, here's the thing. I mean, they're going to spend all this money on erecting all these do not enter signs. And isn't the most simple solution to this to just get rid of all the illegal aliens who don't speak English and don't have jobs anyway and aren't doing anything other than killing people?
Well, hopefully that happens in January. So.
Yeah, I know they pretend being a Democrat, you have to pretend that you don't know all these things are happening. And one of them is that, there were never very many driving the wrong way accidents. And like 20 years ago, all of the driving the wrong way accidents were all people that were 90 years old, right? This guy in Holyoke, I'm thinking of him because I went out of my way to get the documents and post them and everything. He's 26 years old. Who ever heard of a 26-year-old guy getting into this kind of a jam? And the judge, they set his bond at $10,000, even though he appears to be an illegal alien or somebody who's here under mysterious circumstances. And they set the bond for $10,000 because he's driven without a license so many times and gotten into so many jams. It finally becomes a public safety thing. He almost killed a state cop. And it's like only a month since a state cop was killed by a naturalized citizen. And then there've been two other accidents involving illegal aliens. And then there've also been accidents involving Americans as well in Worcester County, but it's mainly been illegal aliens. 844-500-4242-508. How many actual days will the Senate be in session? I know they take all of August off. They just need somebody in. I mean, it's a close vote. You know, it's what is it, 53-47, and McConnell is not really around, and they still want to try to get the SAVE Act passed. I don't know if they, you know, supposedly Lindsey Graham said they were close to it, but I kind of doubt it myself. But If it's important to get the save, if we can get the SAVE Act passed somehow, that would be fantastic. That would save the midterms. That would save the Republic, basically. I mean, if you could stop the Democrats from cheating. 844-500-4242. She's already stated Lindsey's team is in place and she will be the figurehead for 5 months. I know. That's all it is. You know, I mean, if Romney had appointed me, and I know it was a joke, but the Democrats took it seriously and changed the law. But I was just going to be there for a couple of months, you know, and I was serious. I was just going to go up. If Ted Kennedy voted green, I'm voting red. And vice versa. That's all. Look at our two senators in Massachusetts. Mr. Frosty and the fake Indian. Do you really think you need to be an exceptional human being to be in the United States Senate? Or the state Senate, for that matter? Or the city council? That's not the way it works. 844-500-4242. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I can't believe that these Democrat leaders that are in office are not saying anything with these people that either illegally or illegally not to run. Don't run from ICE or any of the cops.
Right. Didn't you learn that at an early age, Bob? Didn't you learn that at an early age? Even if you don't have a parent in the house, you learn not to run from a cop. You don't run from somebody who's got a gun and has got a badge.
Exactly. So why is like Angus King out there saying, hey, guys, don't run. Don't worry. If something happens, we got your back. We'll help you get out. They're not saying anything like that. When they could easily help cure this problem that's happening. But yeah. The Democrats need this so they can win the election in November.
Yeah, I know. I liked one of the illegals neighbors in Biddeford yesterday was saying, well, he wasn't a bad guy. He was just trying to escape. That's an excuse? He was trying to escape? I mean, Whitey Bulger was just trying to escape, you know? You escaped for 15 years. That's not an excuse. Maybe it is down in your third world hellhole where you don't have any electricity or running water and never have. Maybe this is a new thing, having a vehicle that has wheels on it rather than riding on a donkey. I don't know, but it's not the way. You've got to assimilate a little bit here. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys. MagnumMoving.com. That's MagnumMoving.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is President Trump is apparently going on TV Thursday night to say that the 2020 election was quote-unquote rigged. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree it was rigged.
Yeah, 86% of the audience says yes, 9% say no, 5% say they are not sure.
All right, 844-500-4242. Have any of these protesters in Biddeford left for Louisiana to protest the killing of a U.S. Marshal? It's a rhetorical question, of course. Just like were any of these protesters in all these places like Gray and Lewiston and on the main turnpike when all the Americans were killed by illegal aliens? No, didn't even make the papers except for the main wire. Didn't even bother to report it. because they're part of the fundamental transformation of America, as Barack Obama said, into a third world hellhole. That was the unspoken part of it. 508, when we were teenagers in Roslindale and drinking beers in a schoolyard and the Boston cops came, we did run. The cops just kept our coolers and beer, but we weren't driving cars or we weren't foreigners from another country drinking cervezas. Thanks. Yeah, I told you that I had to go one time when I was a teenager, I had to go to Biddeford to pay a $25 fine for being caught by a cop with four beers in Kennebunk Beach, you know? And I never thought to run away. That was my mistake. Didn't want to leave those four beers. You know, I'd spent a lot of money for those things. Got caught. 844-500-4242. 860, what about that 20% Iran toll that lasted about 18 hours? You know, as it's become an old saying, but you don't always take Trump literally, but you take him seriously. When he said 20% toll, it seemed like a good idea for a little bit. I voted for it in the poll yesterday that I thought it was a good idea. But, you know, he was just making the point that we're going to take over the place and that we're going to get the job done. That's all it meant. So then he made the point and he backed down. 844-500-4242. Biden would have said, I never said that. Or he would have said it should be 200%. You know, he knows what he's doing. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, my other phone was messed up, so I'm just calling back.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The thing is, when it comes to illegal aliens and people committing murder, isn't it better to just call it murderer's rights? Because it makes it takes the wind out of the airbag of Democrats' long explanations. It's murderer's rights, like Willie Horton, early release from jail, and illegal aliens that commit murder. It's murderer's rights.
Yeah, but they're not going to accept that. And, you know, there is some truth to the fact, Steve, that we're all in silos. You know, you and I never watch MSDNC 13 or CNN. They never watch Fox or Newsmax. You know, and they're not going to use those. They're not going to use the real descriptions of what they're doing. That's why they call them undocumented immigrants or migrants. They're illegal aliens. That's what the Federal Criminal Code calls them. Illegal alien. If you want to change the Federal Criminal Code, go ahead and do it. If you want to change all the probate laws and make men and women into non-birthing parents and birthing parents or gestating, whatever, or uterus-free individuals. I don't know, whatever you want to call them. I mean, go in and change the damn laws. You know, don't just start putting in the AP style book that you can't call a man a man or an illegal alien an illegal alien. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to say, if you needed somebody to babysit your grandson and you were indisposed, wouldn't you prefer to have your wife do it? If anyone knows what Lindsey Graham would have wanted, it's his sister. She's simply holding that spot and doing what he would have wanted. So there's continuity in what's going on. And then I would like to remind that idiot that wants single-payer health care. My family's from Canada. They have single-payer health care. And it's horrible. They ration care and they offer you suicide.
I know. His wife knows it. That's why she doesn't. That's why she doesn't take insurance or Medicare. And he went to medical school. He knows it too. But he's willing to lie to his stupid would-be constituents to get elected.
Yeah, but you know that Democrats always have double standards. The rest of us have to suffer while they, you know, get to do whatever they want.
Right. Yeah, if he gets into the Senate, he's not going to have to worry about going to the emergency room, is he? I don't think so. Thanks for the call, Carol. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. New strikes on Iran. They're talking. I heard last night that Tusi was talking about the rumors of bunker busters, and now we're seeing more reports of bunker busters. I would assume that's what they're going after, the Pickaxe Mountain there, the last nuclear facility that was sort of intact, or maybe some of the IRGC headquarters, you know, the underground bunkers. But bunker busters, those require the big planes, the B-2s. They're not screwing around anymore right now. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi, Howie. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I've got an idea in my head, and I don't know why no one's brought this up. You used to see it more often, but like especially in parking lots, there were like fold-down spikes so you could drive in, but you couldn't drive out.
Right, like in rental car parking lots especially, yes.
Why don't they put those on the exits of the highway so that you can exit out, but if you drive up the wrong way, you blow out all four tires?
I think those things work in like when you have a relatively small number of cars crossing them. I think that you might have some problems long term, Johnny. I mean, it seems like a good idea. But
it's better than killing stadies and everything else and wrong way drivers and foreign idiots driving down our roadways.
No, I mean anything's better than that. And you know the thing is too, they used to carry those what do they call them, spike strips or whatever that they just throw down, and they were doing that in Chicopee the other night, and they seem to be doing it more and more. But somehow they don't seem to be working as well. I don't know if these illegals are just going so fast or so crazy that they're getting around them or they're just going over them, but they don't seem to be working like they used to, taking these guys down.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. And the other thing with the Dems crying about a figurehead in there for 6 months, they had a figurehead president for 4 years.
That is such a good point, Johnny. Yeah, he was beyond a figurehead. I think Nadine could pass the Montreal assessment test. Joe Biden couldn't. Thanks for the call. That's a really good point. The Democrats complaining about a figurehead in office. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
Hey, Howie. 32 state senators to 8 voted for the illegal aliens to have driver's license. I don't know if you've ever done it, but I would love it if you named them all off. If you had the list, I know it was a couple of years ago that the vote happened. I can't.
Well, it would be like five. It would be the five Republicans, I guess. The five Republicans would vote no, and then maybe like Mike Rush from Needham would vote no, and probably maybe Collins. I'll see if I can find that. But Quint, does it really matter? I mean, it doesn't. It was going through anyway. I mean, in terms of the legislature. I mean, none of these votes in the legislature, they don't have super majorities. They have super majorities. You know, that's why, you know, they call these people whips. You know, they count the votes. Why do they even need to count the votes? They know they got the votes. You know, everybody knows they have to vote the way they're told to, or they're going to lose their stipends. They're not going to be the third chair or the fourth table in the legislature and get an extra $50,000. And I don't know. It's I'll let me think about that if I can get the list. But it's I don't know. I don't know how much I don't even pay much attention to the legislature anymore. It's just they're like a couple of Democrat dissidents, and the Republicans all seem to be castrated pretty much. I mean, with just like two or three exceptions. Thanks for the call though, Quint. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Dave, first time caller, long time listener, love the show. Hey, I just a question. I'm confused. The Democrats lost, like, I've heard, you know, a half a million migrant children to 38,000.
Right.
Either way, it's way more than the amount of victims of ICE. Why is it no one is questioning these leadership role people in these sanctuary cities and states? Every time they open their mouth, we should be asking them, where are the children you lost? I don't get that.
They're Democrats, Dave. They have a special dispensation from their fellow degenerates in the mainstream media. They're not going to ask them that question. They're all going to say, oh, this is all exaggerated. You're the one, you're separating families. This nice young volleyball player who attacked a girl, he's a nice young man, and Seth Moulton was nice to take him to the State of the Union address. You know, Dave, if it weren't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. I mean, it's an old saying, but you don't expect them to be treated by the same standards as Republicans, do you?
No, of course not. Of course not. If I was in the press and Maura Haley came out like, you know, she felt so bad, that would be my first rebuttal. Since you care so much about that, what have you done to help?
Well, what did she say? What did she say when the woman was raped, the little girl, the disabled girl was raped by the illegal alien in the Kingston Healy Hotel? These things happen. And then she says, well, what about all these people that are being arrested? She says, well, we want them taken off the street, but what about all the other ones that are being taken off the street? Like which ones? Which ones don't you want taken off the street? I read the list earlier today of the people the ICE Boston ERO, emergency removal, has taken off the street in the last, say, week or so. Which of those people does she want to be released into the community? You know, I mean, they're letting these people go, and even when ICE knows what neighborhood they're in, and they can go get them, it's still dangerous because now they're in an apartment, they're in a neighborhood, probably with a bunch of other illegal aliens. And what if they got a gun in there? They have to shoot their way in to get them out, or you have what happened in Biddeford yesterday, or you have what happened in Houston last week. Why don't all these sheriffs let ICE pick them up at the jails or at the courthouses? We have a law. Law, Lund versus Commonwealth. We can't do, you know, they've got a law for everything. So that if they don't want to do anything, why are we letting 45-year-old murderers who were sentenced to life without parole in 5 years? Why are we letting them out at age 45? Oh, we have a Supreme Court decision. And it says that emerging adults can't be held forever. So we have to let them out. Of course, we do make exceptions. Like if it's the guy who shot Marion Ryan, the district attorney of Middlesex County on Memorial Drive in Cambridge, we don't let him out. We don't let him. He shot a politician. So he's not getting out. 844-500-4242. 774. I'm a 35-year-old millennial man, and I'm tired of seeing everyone on Instagram post about ICE killing someone when I see zero posts from the same people about the illegals who kill Americans. Exactly. That's what we've been talking about all day, 774. And they're not fooling anybody. I mean, they're fooling some of them. They're fooling the people with the purple hair, but they're not fooling most people. Thanks for the call there, Dave. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. Everyone keeps telling me that people can tell the difference between video game violence and movie violence and so forth. But when a cop pulls you over, real life isn't Smokey and the Bandit. If you run, you're going to get in trouble. They're going to catch you. They're going to add on more charges to it. And you may even get shot at, and getting shot in real life hurts, and you might die, and you don't get to press a restart button and do over again. But you need to, you know, when will a politician say, if a cop pulls you over, cooperate, be polite, and if they've done something wrong, live to fight it out in court the next day? When are we going to get politicians saying that?
When we elect more Republicans in this state, and a different kind of Republicans that we've been electing. I mean, it's just, in the old days, it used to be if the cops would take you home, your father would give you worse treatment than the cops would ever think of giving you, right?
Right. You had Smokey and the Bandit, fun movie, car chases, great thing. But that's not the world we live in today.
Yeah. The illegal aliens learn from the moment they get here that they're going to be treated with kid gloves. They can get anything they want. If they have any problems, just scream racism and everything will be taken care of. That's why that was the whole thing about the whistleblowers in Minnesota. When they all came forward to the feds. And they said, "What? Well, why didn't you do anything?" And they said, "Well, we went to our bosses, and they said if we said anything about the Somali stealing anything, we'd be accused of being racist, Islamophobic, et cetera, et cetera." And they just rolled over, and that made it possible. I mean, probably that was worse than if Waltz had actually been taking payoffs, and then the return was that the Somalis voted for these guys like Waltz, like Klobuchar, like Keith X, the attorney general. And so then they become a power base. You know, the state goes from 50-50 to like 55-45, and they're probably stealing votes in the Somali areas on top of everything else. So the state flips blue. And they start stealing more. And then the people who work for a living, the Americans, they start fleeing like they're fleeing every other state that goes blue. And it's just it's a downhill cycle. And, you know, and at some point it just becomes, you just got to stop any more red states. You got to get to a red state and then stop any more red states from going blue. Because when a state goes blue, it's all over. 844-500-4242. I'm sorry to be so blunt about that, but it's true, isn't it? Pretty much. I'm asking the VIPs.
Yeah.
They're all from blue states. I fled. I fled to America. It's nice in America. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
978 says, "Once you go blue, you know it's a coup." That's a good. Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it. 978. 844-500-4242. Howie, I say it over and over again. Put some teeth into a detainer. From "it is requested" to "you are hereby ordered," with some heavy monetary fines attached. I don't think they've ever repealed all the laws that they used to have from back pre-65 with the Immigration Reform Act, where if you came into the country, you had to have a sponsor, right? And the sponsor had to sign an affidavit, which was supposedly binding, that you would not become a charge of the state, right? And if you did become a charge, then it was on you. It was on you. And the, another thing, I don't know if I'm pretty sure this has gone away, but you used to have to go down to the local, wherever you were, the police station, and every 6 months and explain what you were doing or what you weren't doing. Give a good account of yourself, as they used to say on the books. That's all that stuff is out the window. And of course you couldn't go on welfare. And I don't have to tell you how far that out the window that is. It's almost like, you know, the if you're an American, it's like the emergency room. You got to go to the back if you're an American at the welfare office too. Everything free in America for them. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, with those protests, a bit of it, was showing up with whistles and signs. Obviously, it's a coordinated effort either through Facebook or social media, probably George Soros funded. So this, the FBI's got to investigate these organizations, how they, because it happens so fast, Howie. You can go online at AmericansKilledByIllegals.com and see that thousands of names of Americans that have been killed. Why are these people protesting? It's obvious, Howie. They want the illegals to vote to keep them in power. That's proof right there that illegals are voting, because these people are coming out of the woodwork in Maine, of all places, to protest. Howie, think about that 75-year-old grandmother that was in Kingston, Mass., who had a 2-year jail sentence. She was praying a rosary at an abortion clinic, and Trump had to pardon her. She was going away for 2 years. And they're letting these guys, these rapists, out with like just a week or just a few months service. This is, you know, it's obviously a coordinated effort. We're playing a game of pretend here, Howard. This is coordinated. This is deliberate. It's intentional.
I agree. I don't think anyone's pretending. I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, that rapist in Minnesota, I mean, that's the, I don't know, how could you have a clearer example? He rapes a 10-year-old girl repeatedly, over and over again. When he gets arrested, he says, she should be arrested too. She seduced me. And so he does some time, and the Trump administration is getting ready to throw him out of the country, and they give him a pardon. Because they say the state of Minnesota will not be improved by throwing this guy out of the country. He doesn't belong in the country. He's not an American. We got enough problems with child rapists who were born here. Why would you want to have somebody like this in the country? And so the Democrats pardoned him, and they wanted him to stay in the country on welfare, doing God only knows what, and now he's been thrown out. But that's the difference. The Democrats want to keep foreign pedophiles in the country, and the Republicans don't. I mean, it's pretty simple, isn't it? What more do you need to know? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. This is Riley Gaines and Tommy Lahren on the panel about how you don't get shot by an ICE agent. Cut five.
I'm not surprised at all at this point. I think initially I was, when you had Abrego Garcia, who a similar situation, but you had Democratic elected members of Congress who went to Mexico or Guatemala or wherever he was, I can't even remember now, to essentially campaign alongside him using the exact same verbiage that you just described. And I'm right there with you. No one wants to see lives lost. I don't want to see an ICE agent shot, and I certainly don't want to see an illegal immigrant shot. I want him deported. I don't want him, you know, dead, right? Of course not. But let's not forget the context here. This is years of open borders that ultimately flooded communities with chaos, and now agents are operating in these hostile environments. And to your point with the messaging that we've seen online, here's what I will say. It's actually pretty easy to not get shot by an ICE officer.
Yes.
These illegal
It's very easy. Most of us have spent our entire lives not getting shot by cops. I'm Howie Carr.